Yeah, baby.
Woohoo!
Happy Monday to you. Happy Halloween week. Really, it's not Halloween week because Halloween falls on Monday, right? But it is one of those rare situations where when Halloween falls on a Monday, a lot of people are going to celebrate Halloween on Halloween, which is Monday. But then a lot of people are like, hell with it. I ain't celebrating on a Monday because I'm going to get after it and I'll never make it on a Tuesday to work. So they celebrate Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So people are doing tricks or trunks, and people are doing Halloween parties, and it's crazy. And it's going to be going all weekend long, so it's going to be a full weekend of great Halloween stuff. I hope you have a great, safe time. We were going to have a Halloween party at WorkPlay. We are postponing that only because the competition, there's so much stuff going on. We were going to have it on Saturday night. David Merlin, who is known around the world as a paranormal illusionist. You've seen him on Penn & Teller. You've seen him on the David Copperfield Show. You've seen him on America's Got Talent. The guy is unbelievable. He's a good friend of mine. Was going to do a shit out WorkPlay. And there's just so much going on. And he deserves to have undivided attention when it comes to his wonderful magic show. And of course, we also got Elvira. So we're going to move that back to December. But we can do Elvira. I told Elvira, I said, if you can dress up as Elvira, you can dress up as Miss Santa Claus. Hello. So we'll be doing that a little later on in December. We'll give you some details. If you go to workplay.com, you'll see that the event's actually been postponed. Should be a great time. Other things going on, though. Saturday morning, I'm going to be doing the Our Lady of the Valley Church Fun Run. I am a parishioner there. I love what they do there at OLV. Go to olvchurchbirmingham.com, olvchurchbirmingham.com. I think they're doing like a 1 in 5 K run, fun runs. It's going to be at Herdmont Park. Weather's going to be fantastic. The money made there goes back to help the school. We got that going on. And also wanted to mention pretty amazing stuff. I was at Red Mountain Theater yesterday. Ivan Maisel, who I consider a friend of mine. He was the senior writer for ESPN for years and years and years. He has been known as one of the top 10 sports journalists of our time period, and just a great guy. He lost his son Max to suicide about 6 years ago, and a horrible situation. He was in town yesterday down at the Red Mountain Theater for a conversation of suicide, loss, and love, a journey from grief to acceptance. And it was one of the situations on a Sunday afternoon, it was free, and I thought, you know what, I want to go down and support him. Man, it moved the needle. It was just amazing. Unbelievable. None of us even want to think about losing a child. And a lot of times when people close to us or yourself experiences such a traumatic and horrible situation, we always ask the question, how'd you get through it? How'd you get through it? And, you know, prayers and faith and all those things. But he really dove into what it was really like from start to finish, how he found out that his son was missing, how he found out that his son had actually committed suicide, and how it affected his marriage, how it affected his relationship with his kids, how it affected his faith. And Dr. Josh Klapo, my radio partner, who I've been working with for about 6 or 7 years, moderated it and did a fantastic job. But if you were there yesterday, ground shaking, it was needle moving, it was just an amazing thing. So kudos to both those gentlemen for bringing something very, very important. You know, the one thing that we talked about was, you know, he was talking about mental health, and you know, for a long period of time, and he even mentioned, you know, back a couple of generations ago, we didn't talk about suicide. We never talked about suicide. It was just kind of one of those things where in a stigmatic way, if you will, it was looked upon as somewhat of a shameful situation, and we're talking about it more, and it has a lot to do with, of course, our mental health. And mental health, and this is what Ivan said, it's not about the first word, it's about the second word, it's about being healthy. And we're finally starting to meander down that mental health road and talk more about how it's something we need to talk about it, and that we don't need to look the other way, and it's nothing to be shameful of, particularly coming through the pandemic of COVID over the last couple of years. It changed all of us. You may not know it now, but we're starting to see some of the ramifications of being stuck inside, not touching people, not talking to people, not going to work, and having all the financial difficulties we had during the pandemic. And now, of course, we're inflation, you know, all this other recession, everything else. So it's been really, really hard. And I'm still finding myself when I go out to see people, I'm fist bumping, and it bothers me. I want to feel their fingers. I want to feel their hands. I want to shake their hands. But a lot of people now are just kind of fist bumping stuff, and it's just not the same. I'm a hugger, and I did some hugging yesterday at the Red Mountain Theater. So kudos to Dr. Josh Flapo and my very good friend Ivan Mazel for the wonderful work. By the way, Ivan's now with On3 Sports, does fantastic work for them, so kudos to them. Speaking of moving the needle, I mentioned this on Friday. We get our numbers out every single month on TKR, and Tony Curry Radio is TKR through Apple or Tony Curry Radio on Android. And I'm asking you, please, you help me out by downloading the TKR app. If you don't like it, get rid of it. It's classic rock, 24 hours a day. It's a great radio station. But I knew the only way I was going to keep and retain listeners and build my fan base was to give you unique programming that you cannot find anywhere else. So I started creating these shows. And it started with Austin Hanks from Blues Almighty, a show that he does with Billy F. Gibbons. It runs 5 days a week on Tony Curry Radio. Then, of course, Damon Johnson, who's a sweetheart of a guy, one of the greatest rock and roll guys I know. Lead guitar for Lynyrd Skynyrd, played for John Waite, played for Alice Cooper, did the Thin Lizzy thing. Now, of course, he's with Brother Kane. He has a show that runs every single day of the week. And so we found out in September that our podcast numbers / show numbers, we do shows, they run on Tony Curry Radio on the Tony Curry Radio app, and then once they run once, you can go listen to them on your favorite podcast platform. We were up 135% in September. Yowza. Man, I've been waiting for that moment where it just kind of took off, and it's blowing up big time. And thank you for listening to our podcast, for finding our podcast, and for pushing them out for us. So I just want to mention, you know, Tony Curry Live, which is what we do every single morning. The Curry and Claypo Show, which airs on Thursdays. You can podcast that. It's fantastic. Brand new show we started a couple weeks ago with Mark Ingram from UAB. He's the athletic director. I could talk to coaches. You know, I talked to Mike Leach last week, and coaches are great, and X's and O's and all that stuff. I didn't play. But, I mean, I really like to get behind the curtain, and you can really do that with an athletic director because he knows his football as well. Talk about the basketball program kicking off November 7th. And just basically, it's not all about UAB. Certainly has a lot to do with UAB, but it's about college sports in general. And that's called the UAB Director's Chair. That's a brand new show, our most listened to show last week, as a matter of fact. Thing blew up. Students of the Game with Alex Gray and Nathan, a great show. Three college kids. Want to talk about college football, NBA, whatever they want to talk about, I'm like, go. You got 30 minutes. Us three guys that sound like they're sitting around their dorm room just shooting shit about college sports. I absolutely love that. When in Rome with Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. He's got an expansion going on. He's got the holidays coming up, and he does a show where he picks five or six songs that he really likes, some thematic thing. It's a great show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We mentioned Blues Almighty. We mentioned the Damon Johnson show. We have two shows with Kip Kiefer. He has been an incredibly bright spot on the TKR network. One's called Need to Know. It's a 30-minute show where he just talks about whatever he wants. Sometimes he talks about politics. Sometimes he talks about his family, talks about concerts, whatever, Need to Know. And then, of course, the Wanna Bet show. Those are both sponsored by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Fantastic show. He gives out free picks. I think he was like 9-2 or something on Saturday. It's called Wanna Bet. Check it out. You can see it on our app. 9, 11, 1, and 3 on Saturdays. And again, you can podcast all these. Go wherever you get your podcast. Mission Minded, it's a great show with Michael Coleman, who's the CEO of the Montgomery Food Bank, formerly of the Jimmy Hill Mission. Great show about business and adapting. We also have Live Wire Wednesday, which is a show that's near and dear to my heart. It's the first show we started here. It's a show totally dedicated to AC/DC. We're still hoping they go back on tour, world tour in 2023, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction otherwise, 205-682-2828. It's a full hour dedicated to AC/DC every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central. It's our most listened to show from an international footprint. We have people in Slovakia. We have them in Yemen. We have them in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have them in the Ukraine. We have them in Sydney, Australia, where the official fan club is. Fantastic show. Dark Side of the Pooch, which is a great pet show. I love this show with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossburg Animal Hospital. I'm going to be recording a brand new show today. It's one of my favorite shows. I co-host that. And then, of course, a brand new show with Seth Smith, who's been a sweetheart of a guy, good friend of mine. I've been on the phone with him for like the last 2 or 3 years talking about the housing market. Man, the homing market, my house is for sale right now. It is just absolutely crazy how fast it's turned and spun in the last 6 or 7 months. It's crazy. If you're a buyer or seller, you're like, what the heck's going on? It's called Home Field Advantage. We're gonna be starting that show here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. I'm gonna call Seth a little later on today. So that's 13, 14 different shows. We are in development of three or four more shows, new shows that are gonna be fantastic. I'm all about content. I'm all about giving you great, content is king. I wanna give you some great shows. And if you come into our umbrella of podcast on Tony Curry Radio Podcast, just search Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Google it, you'll see Audio Boom or iHeart or iTunes or whatever. And you'll start seeing different shows. You're like, well, I love this show, but this show looks interesting. And next thing you know, people are listening to four or five different shows. It's just working out super. And up 135%, I am super, super happy. So that's awesome. So Andy Martin, good morning to you, Andy. And Al Cooper. I couldn't do it with people like Al Cooper. Silicaga, he's up there at Coosa Valley Auto Sales. One of our great sponsors came on board a couple months ago, and he's killing it. He's up there selling cars. They do a customer co-op. He does fantastic work. His lovely bride himself just opened up an antique place called the Blue Herring, which is unbelievable. It's just about 30, 40 minutes up towards Silicaga. Check it out, man. If you're looking for a used car, this is the place to go. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check out their website. And, of course, go to his Facebook page. He's always making goofy cartoons and stuff like that. Sells cars. He's a knucklehead. I love him. It's fantastic. All right. Have yourself a wonderful week. Celebrate your Halloween. I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Curry and Claypo back on Thursday morning. We'll also be on Fox 6. We have a great partnership with WBRC, another one of our podcasts. WBRC along with Mike Dubberly and, of course, Janice Rogers. We love them. We'll be on Fox 6 coming up on Thursday morning. But in the meantime, have yourself a killer week, an awesome week, and a happy Halloween week. And I love you.